Hello and welcome to Launching the Pilot with your hosts Brian and Kevin.
Launching the Pilot, episode 366, and this time it's an explosive episode of TNT, which is 1988 to either 90 or 91, I'm not sure. 65 episodes, no. Extortion in Chinatown is the name of this episode.
It is, yeah. I was going to say, IMDb has it down as finishing in 91, but the episodes all go up to 90, didn't they? So
Wikipedia says 90. So
Well, that's it. It could be Mr. T doing his own Wikipedia.
Yeah, I think there should be a fight between IMDb and Wikipedia.
Yeah, absolutely. Pity the fool.
Oh God, no! This is a pity the fool free zone, and I ain't getting in no plane.
No. Yep. Oh dear.
Mr. T is the star of TNT. Mm-hmm. How they come up with the title, it's amazing.
I know, it's cunning play on words.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, this must be an American-only thing.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I didn't know it existed.
I had no idea it existed, and I was perfectly happy in the knowledge without any idea that this existed.
I wasn't shocked that it existed, but I was shocked that it was 65 episodes.
Very much so. Having watched the first one, how they made more than one, I have no idea.
I thought, it'd be one of those pilots that's made, then thrown away.
Yeah.
Apparently not.
No, apparently not. It's, the thing is, it seems like the titles, the opening credits goes on longer than the rest of the programme.
Oh, it's half the runtime, it feels like.
Pretty much, yeah.
I mean, you've got to get the backstory of Mr. T. Not Mr. T. T.S. Turner.
T.S. Turner.
T.S. Turner.
So there's lots of T's in there.
Yes. And how is attorney Amanda, was it Taylor or Teller? I can't remember.
Taylor, is it?
I can't remember what I've written. I can't see what I've written. Anyway.
Yeah, Taylor. That's the other T-A-L-E-R.
That's the other T. T-N-T. And she gets him off from a charge of, it was murder, was it? That he didn't commit. Yeah. It was a one-armed man, he said.
Yeah.
It was. No, that's been done. But she got him off. Together they team up. He becomes a private eye, and she's the legal arm of the team up. And I don't know why they'd work together. I don't know.
I honestly don't know.
I know lawyers hire private investigators, don't they, to do stuff.
No, absolutely. Yeah. And you can imagine if you've got one of them payroll, it's probably cheaper. But
this is a 50-50% partnership. They're equal partners in whatever endeavour this is.
And also the thing is, she's going to be working for people who've got no money in the first place. So
yes.
I don't know how it works, but she really, really looked familiar.
She did, didn't she? And I'm sure I've seen you, I know you from somewhere, but apparently I didn't.
I can only assume she really, really looks like somebody else because she absolutely, the second she's on screen, I mean, she's an attractive woman anyway, but she just looked, I know you.
I was thinking, is that, you know, like Soap, you know, Bert's wife.
Yes.
Is that you? No, it's the wrong age.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah.
But she looks a bit like her, so I thought,
That's it. Well, the thing is, then you think, perhaps she's related to somebody that's in a different... No. Absolutely nothing. Apparently she's a costume designer now or something.
Yeah. This broke her.
Stop to... Yeah. No, she's got... I think she's got credits up until 2000, 2001, something like that.
Yeah.
But, she's, as I said, she's a really, really familiar face, and I have no idea why.
I think.
Because I looked through her credits, list of credits. I don't know that I've seen anything that she's been in.
Even on IMDb, if it didn't say, you may know her from Murder, She Wrote, which it usually does.
Famous for TNT.
Yeah, famous. she was in Three Men and a Baby. as Patty.
Oh, right, okay. Well, so, I've seen that, but
so she might have had, she might have been had the baby. I'm thinking.
Possibly. I have no idea.
Well,
I have no idea.
Counter-Strike.
Right, yeah.
Good fences.
You're just saying words at me now, aren't you?
It's just making up words and putting them together. Oh, Kung Fu, the legend continues.
Oh, yeah. Of course, good fences.
Yes.
Really?
Not like bad ones. Bad ones are great. No. They've got big holes in them and stuff. So good fences must be something better.
Oh, Spencer. She was in...
Oh, Spencer for Hire. Or...
Yeah,
Spencer.
But I think it looks like a TV movie because it was Spencer the Movie Collection.
Oh,
and
right.
She's in that. It's Spencer the Judas Goat.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, obviously. Well, I've seen Spencer, obviously. But none of these things are anything that I think I would have seen her in. But I know that in the 80s there was a big thing about having people that all looked a certain way.
Yeah, the hairstyling is reminiscent you think of, sort of like, hundreds of people. But
was it Heather Locklear and...
Now, remember, the time that Freeman and the Baby come out, 1987, I was working at the cinema. So I've seen that film a lot.
Yep.
So if she's in that, it probably somewhere in the back of my mind.
Yeah, that's it. But the thing is, I don't know if she is the mum or anything. I don't think so. As I recall, the mum is... I could be completely wrong, but...
I don't think she is either, but...
No, I thought the mum was someone of darker head who looked... It was a bit Kirstie Alley type.
No, she was in Free Men and the Little Lady as well. So,
oh, was she?
She was in the sequel. Oh,
so perhaps she's one of their friends or something, but...
Yeah, she doesn't get top billing, but she's definitely in it.
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. No, exactly. But Steve Guttenberg as well, so...
Nothing wrong with Steve Guttenberg.
No, absolutely. The square wheelers, square dealers.
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, hang on. A Mother Sylvia. Who did she play in it?
Patty.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. So, no, Nancy Travis played the mum.
Yeah, no, she had dark hair, doesn't she? Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. I do remember one thing about it anyway.
Yeah. Shall we talk about this program? Oh.
Must we?
We seem to be not talking about it. For 366 episodes, which means you'd have a launching pilot episode a year. You could have listen to one a year.
One a day.
One a day for a year, so that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Well, you could listen to one a year for 366 years if you wanted to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop you.
Yeah, no, that's it. It might be preferable.
Yeah.
but yes, this, as I said, the starting credits, it go on, and it's just like a montage of prison tea.
Yeah, I thought
tea
maybe,
in a suit.
I thought maybe there was
tea in a gym, punch in a punching bag.
I thought maybe there's a lost pilot episode or something that explains this better, but there isn't.
I wish it stayed lost.
Yeah. No, this is how it starts. And I think there's clips of Rocky III in there.
There's all sorts going on, isn't there? Yeah. There really is all sorts. And it's such a cobbled together thing. Obviously, it's a cobbled together vehicle for
him.
Mr. T.
It's him. They wanted, after the A-team, they had to find something for him to do, didn't they?
Yeah, basically. And also, he was riding a bit sort of like the crest of a wave. He was... Yeah. Popular and
he
was in things. I mean, like you say, was it Rocky III he was in, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, he was, yeah.
And yeah, obviously the A-team, things like that. I mean, he did, I think the best thing I've ever seen him do is the Snickers advert.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Absolutely brilliant.
Get
absolutely
some nuts. Brilliant.
Yeah, he did all of those, didn't he? There was one where he was in a tank and there was all sorts of things.
Yeah, of course he was.
But so this, we get a bit of a montage of him furiously punching a punching bag and with a towel draped around his neck and
then in
a suit with his hair tied back.
Yeah, he's a tough guy. He's a tough guy.
Absolutely, yeah. And then we get the montage of them walking out of sort of like smiling out of the courtroom where he's been acquitted. And
it's all in a suit and stuff.
Yeah. And then it explains that they started up the agency between them.
Yes, that's it.
T.S. Turner was a city smart kid fighting his way off the street until he was framed for a crime he didn't commit. Amy Taylor was a young crusading lawyer. She mounted an appeal to put Turner back on the street, this time in a suit and tie, working as a private detective. Together, they are TNT.
Then we cut to
a shop.
Yeah, that's what. I'm trying to remember which way round it goes because it's in a shop, and then you get the two limpest looking heavies I've ever seen in my life.
I'm not a tough guy, but I think I could take the used guys.
Both of them at the same time.
Yeah.
And one of them seems to do nothing, because he goes in, the one that's supposed to be head thug goes and punches the old bloke that's running the store. Well, I say old bloke, he's not that old, is he?
He's probably younger than us at the time.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely younger than us, but he's sort of like his 40s or whatever.
Yeah, he goes down.
Running like a corner store, like the American, that type of food. Yeah. I would imagine it's like an ethnic food place or something like that.
It's not important. Anyway. What it does, what they sell.
No, but he punches him in the stomach and he falls over, and then
his son comes
in. We later come to learn it's his son.
Yes, yeah, I know.
And I'm assuming his son's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or school friend, whatever. They come in and he says, "What are you doing?" So
don't do that also.
Basically. A bit lame. And then the second limp thug just runs straight past him to grab the girl.
Yeah.
And then
thug one knocks him down next to
main
dad.
Thug sort of like sneers at him.
Yeah.
Does like a, I don't know, he sort of like, he grabs him and twirls or something like that, doesn't he?
I thought it was going to be a bit of kung fu or something, or karate or...
Yeah, no, but it's more like Strictly Come Dancing, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's more wrestling moves.
So he ends up on the floor next to what we later learn is his dad.
And the humiliation doesn't stop there, though, does it?
Yeah, because basically his dad's saying, look, I'll get you the money, I'll have the money and things like this. And then he grabs a bottle of what looks like sweet chilli sauce or something like that, doesn't he? And just squirts it all over him. And
extra fiery, maybe.
Yeah, it does the sort of like 60s evil crook laugh.
Yeah.
Then
we cut to...
We're
caught and... T&T are just coming out of court. Oh,
I'm never going to get used to that.
And they're saying, oh, the people are thanking them for helping them. She was saying to Mr. T, you didn't have to carry that man into the witness stand like that. Well, I didn't see any other way for to get him in there that quick.
It's just another day in Gotham City.
Just a little bit of banter. And then Rennie, who's the girl, I found out, she says, my friend, my friend, and he needs your help. And then they explain that his dad's being lent upon by these bad people who want money.
Yes.
And he said, his dad's saying it's a gambling debt, but his dad's never gambled in his life. It's not a gambling debt.
Yeah.
We need to find out what's going on. And they're straight on to the case. Well, they have to be. They've only got 25 minutes.
Well, we're already 10 minutes in because of his montage at the beginning. Basically she says, it sounds like extortion.
Yeah.
Who is it? And then they say who's... Quang, is it? Who's...
Yeah, I've got Ting Long, maybe, but I weren't sure if it's Quang or Ting Long. I've got a lot of names coming at me.
Long Ting, you sure you're thinking about this program?
Maybe not.
but I think they're saying that the person that he's paying the money to is Quang or something.
Quang,
like that.
That's it, Quang,
And so anyway, they sort of like T gives it a sort of like strokes his chin, sort of thinking. Then
I will pay him a visit.
Yeah. Then we cut back.
Hi, Renee. What are you doing here?
I'm glad I found you here. I'd like you to meet a friend of mine. This is Kin.
Hi, Kin.
His father has a grocery store in Chinatown.
How you doing, brother?
Very good, thank you.
That's not exactly true. Kin needs your help.
Are you in some kind of trouble?
Not me, my dad.
What kind of trouble, Kin?
Some guys have been hassling him for money.
Why?
I don't know. He says it's no gambling debt, but I know he's never gambled in his life. So,
you want me to check it out?
I think I'll go with you, just in case you need some backup. Come on, Kin.
Because he knows this guy. No, his friend knows this guy, doesn't he? That's it.
Yeah, because he runs a gym.
He runs a gym, and his friend runs a gym. They're gym buddies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think they are.
And then we cut to... Is this where we cut to his gym, and he's talking to his buddy in the gym, isn't
he? Yes, it is, yeah.
That's right. Because he's punched... And he's telling him to slow down on the punch bag, because he's just had it repaired, and he'll knock all the stuffing out of it again. And then they have a light bit of... it's not even banter, is it?
It's just real
sort of like... Yeah. And then we cut then to... Taylor?
She's
talking to her friend at the DA's office.
Yeah, could be.
But literally, she asks him about these people.
Yeah, he doesn't go and check or anything.
No, he's got it all at the top of his head.
It's an encyclopedia of knowledge.
Because he said, no, I can't possibly help you on this and things like this. And she's whines a little bit, and he says, right, okay. He said, I can't help you anyway, because there's only three people with that name registered with...
One's 12.
Naturalised. One's 12, one's 90-odd, and the other one hasn't got any children. He doesn't live here.
Yeah.
So she says, oh, so he must be illegal.
Cool. Yes, he's an illegal... This is the shop owner, is the illegal immigrant.
Yes. So then it becomes clearer that it is extortion, but it's because it's
going to report him. It's going to tell Trump all about him.
Exactly, yeah. He's going to report him to Trump. So then she says, what if we can get him to testify against Quang? Because then she said, gets the guy to agree to, he says, she promises him dinner. And he says, you've already promised me dinner about three or four times, and we've never had dinner. And she says, oh, put it on my tab, sort of thing. Yeah. And then she says, what if we can get him to testify? And then, and he says, well, that'd be great, but nobody ever does.
No,
she
says, that's right.
Right, okay, but what if you need to promise him no?
I think that's the DA later on. She gets that promise.
Okay. Now we cut back to the outside of the shop, and he's fixing his moped.
Yes, that's it. Yeah,
the son is fixing his moped with his girlfriend there, who is also Turner's niece.
Yes, Rennie, his niece.
And they're outside, and he's saying, "I can't believe that my dad didn't fight against these people and things."
He's a coward.
He's a coward. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she says, he evacuated from Vietnam, and he brought you with him and things like that. And that's not what cowards do.
He started again from scratch,
Started from nowhere and building you up a life for yourself, for you here.
Yeah.
So you...
T goes to Quinn's gym, whether it's Quine, his name is, gym.
Yeah.
And it's all—it's quite a posh looking gym, isn't it? You
know. Yeah, it's a gym for one.
And luckily, he doesn't need to look too far because the guy's right in front of him working out.
But that's the thing as well. It's a gym. Yeah. It's got about two machines in it, and he's the only bloke in there apart from his two limp-wristed
henchmen.
Goons. But they really are pathetic.
Oh, God. No, they're like twigs compared to Mr. T, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just... I know there's a lot of thing in technique, but if you've got nothing behind it, you can hit somebody as cleverly as you like, and then you're not going to feel it. But anyway, He basically threatens him, doesn't he? He just says, he says,
stop leaning on people, more or less.
Yeah. Or else.
I bet it's not just things. Mr. Ling or whatever. I bet it's other people as well. I'm going to find out. And they say to him, oh, that's a nice suit.
Yeah.
Suits you, sir.
Yes. Yeah, it does indeed.
And they take his pen out of his pocket, Mr. T's.
Yeah.
And they
squirt some ink on his shirt, doesn't he?
Some ink on his shirt. And then put the pen back or whatever.
Yeah.
Say, oh. But Mr. T is holding, he's renounced his violent ways.
He's not going to,
his temper, he's got his under control.
He's got at least 3 minutes before he starts punching people.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Mr. Quain, sir. I'd like to talk to you.
It's all right. Are you a member?
No, sir. Just a man who don't like the way you do business.
I don't recall ever doing business with you, Mr.
T.S. Turner. And it seems you've been leaning pretty hard on some people I know.
Oh, have I now?
And I want to know why.
Nice suit, big man.
Cool it, brother. I'm not talking to you.
Let's go, big man.
Thank you, Rick. I think you've made your point. However, Rick is right. You do have a lovely suit. And if I were you, I'll remember that. Timely withdrawal prevents bad consequences. I don't want to see you in my club ever again. Get out. Find out who he's working for.
So, he goes, to where do you go and get your shirt cleaned? You go to the gym.
his
gym trainer is also does laundry on the side, I guess.
Absolutely.
He gets all the ink out brilliantly. It's better than Daz.
Perhaps that's his nickname.
Daz. Daz the gym guy.
Yes. And then...
But Mr. T leaves. He says, I'm going to go and not be so nice or something. And he leaves. And instantly, the two goons are there.
How they didn't bump into each other, I'll never know.
I mean, it's a bit dark in the gym, but it's not that dark, surely. You can't spot two people.
No. Well, it's not as light and bright as it is in Quang's gym.
It's not.
There's something going for it.
Yeah. It's more like Mickey's gym, isn't it? It's a bit rougher.
A bit spit and sawdust.
And one of them's got a kid's toy that sparkles and lights up.
Yeah, it's one of those
whizzy things.
It gives a spark. It's like a Catherine wheel.
That's it.
But you pull a trigger and it spins the disc. And it's got throw sparks off it.
Yeah. But the other one's got nunchucks.
But again, they're sort of like they're literally something you'd have in your pocket, aren't they? They're sort of like the handles on it are about 6 inches long. And I know they can do some damage.
Yeah.
But you're thinking, this is a bloke that runs a gym.
Yeah.
He trains fighters, or at least he's sort of like part of a group. And Matey smacks him in the side of the head with this nunchuck and he's down.
It's out. He's out for the count. This is why I didn't make it as a boxer. It's got a glass jaw.
Or a glass cheek. So then we cut back then to Quang and they're reporting in and saying, he wasn't there, but we sort of like we sorted out the bloke that runs the gym.
Taught his friend, gave a good message, you know.
Yeah.
And he's going, oh, no, you're supposed to just follow him.
And then he says, you start fights in the shop, you do this, you do. I'm going to sort you out later. In the meantime, we're going to deliver a message, and it's about time somebody got a proper message.
We're going to make an example of Mr.
Yes,
Lin.
Exactly. Make an example, that's it. So then,
T's going to war, I've got. He's getting ready for battle.
He is.
He's taking the suit off. Giving up.
He is. That's it, the ceremony.
You it's know, almost like a Rambo montage of him getting his gear ready.
There is. But also, being the fact is, Mr. T, you wouldn't be surprised if he got out and jumped into a black van.
Yeah, no.
But he doesn't. He doesn't know.
We don't know his mode of transport.
No, that's right. Yeah,
could be a bicycle.
He ain't getting on no plane. But yes, he's. This I think this is when. Taylor is at
with
the DA.
Isn't she is. Yes, that's right.
And
yeah,
this
that's
is where
she next.
She says, if we can get him to testify, right. I need him to have protection. He needs protection. He says, yeah, we can do that. And also.
Immunity. I can't say it. He can't be named.
Yeah. Anonymity.
Anonymity. Yes.
You're close.
Yeah, very close.
It'll be all right in the edit.
And his legal status as a citizen must be.
Yeah, because, he's got to be made illegal. He's got to be legalised and not sent to Rwanda.
Yeah. There's not room on the plane.
No, yeah. And he ain't getting on no plane.
The DA's going, no. Okay.
Yeah, you drive a hard bargain.
Okay. But you asked nicely and you said please at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. So he's in.
Yeah.
If he testifies.
This illegal alien.
Hypothetical illegal alien.
Right. Who is this hypothetical illegal alien?
Not a chance. First, you agree to my terms.
Come on, Amy. I'm doing court 5 minutes ago.
Then you're late.
All right. What are the terms?
One, I want complete anonymity and protection for my client. And two, in exchange for his testimony against Quang, I want your recommendation to immigration that he be given legal status in this country.
Anonymity and protection, there's no problem. We'll talk about legal status when and if Quang gets convicted.
Up front, or I don't have a client.
Okay.
We go back to the shop.
Yes.
And there's the three of them there this time, aren't they? Because Quang's there as well as... Yeah. The other two.
Well, actually, first we get Mr. T going to the other gym and he bracks open the door.
Oh, God, of course,
just
yes.
Bursts open. Oh. He jumps and Mr. Quinn's going, that's an expensive door. And I thought, that isn't broken it. He's just opened it.
Literally, yeah. It's literally just opened.
I thought he'd break it in half. No, he just opened it, really.
Yeah.
And he goes, you are coming to the police with me and you're going to confess your crimes. And I thought, I don't think this is going to work. No, I know Mr. T's got a strategy going,
but
I'm not sure this is it.
Having said that, you knew that the programme finishes in 4 minutes.
Yeah,
so
I thought, I was thinking, maybe it is a two-parter.
Yeah, I'm not going to have to watch another one, am I? But then they go into the office, don't they? He says, oh, yeah, okay, right.
Okay, I'll come with you. I'll come quietly.
I just need to sort of...
It's a bear cop, Mr. T. I'll come with you.
So then he reaches into his desk drawer, pulls out a shuriken, like a throwing star. And then...
As Mr. T turns his back on him, he throws it at him.
Yeah, but it hits him in the chest.
Yes. It's boomeranged on him.
I'm thinking, is it poisoned?
I'm thinking it's got
really,
some...
really fast acting, or...
No, Mr. T's not going to be hurt by that, you know. But he falls down straight away, and I thought, maybe there's some drugs on it or something.
Yeah, it's got to be something, because he's wearing like a...
27 layers of armour.
he's got like a leather waistcoat thing over the top of his T-shirt and everything, and they show off his muscles and that. And it hits him in the chest.
Yes.
He goes, then falls over.
Yeah, that's it.
And then...
People like Ho Ling, did you have to shake down to buy?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't shake people down, Mr. Turner. I run a health club.
Health club, huh? Well, last night a couple of your boys took their chopsticks to a friend of mine. It didn't do his health no good. Now, you and me gonna go talk to the police. Unless you want to settle right here.
I see you are a violent man, Mr. Turner. We will go to the police.
Hurry up. Before I change my mind.
Mr. Turner. I have changed my mind. We will not go to the police together. We will settle it right here.
Was it we cut to back to the shop, aren't we?
Yeah.
No. Don't. I'm trying to think of the timeline now.
No, he gets his two lackeys. He says, just get rid of him.
Yeah, that's right. So they put him in a boot.
Yeah, I ain't getting no boot, Mr. T.
Yeah. Fortunately, he was unconscious. So yeah.
But the son sees this. He's spying on them.
Yeah, so he follows them.
On his moped, and they're in that posh car.
That's right, it's on the funky moped.
I noticed they had a really nice car for the time, I'm guessing. But the grill was half missing at the front of it.
I thought, well, that's getting blown up in a minute.
Yeah, I thought, well, they've obviously, they're going to do something to that car because...
Yeah, that's it. They've got no budget for a decent car.
Amanda goes to see Mr. Ling then.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And she says, I can help you. Plus, this recording thing.
Yeah.
This recording device. He'll hide it in your shop. We'll get him recording, threatening you or whatever. And that'd be it. And he's I don't know, I'm not sure. And just to that time, Mr. Quinn and his... Quang was behind them and saying...
Yeah, he's coming to the shops. So anyway, then he...
Here to have you arrested. I'm here because I can help you stay in the country legally.
Oh, how can you do that?
Mr. Quang is taking money from you by threatening to have you deported. Is that right?
Oh, he said that's the only way my son and I can stay here.
It's called extortion, and he can go to jail for it. Look, Mr. Ling, if you'll just let me plant this tape recorder and tell the court everything that Quang told you, then our police can protect you and your son. They'll give you a new name, a new place to live.
No, Mr. Quang has many men, and he will find me and hurt my son.
Mr. Ling is quite correct. I will find him, no matter where he goes.
And she goes, oh, my friend will be along soon. And he goes, no, he won't. He won't be along. Yeah. Ever, also.
And then they go like the old 60s, 70s really bad Chinese movies, don't they?
Yeah. And they tie them up at the back of the shop.
Yeah, so they cable tie them to a pipe that goes across the top of the shop, don't they?
Yeah.
And then
it opens up the gas cooker, throttle full, and Mr. Ling knows that's electric. it's a gas one, and it's gas, and they fit that sparkly catherine wheel
to the door handle, to the door bell.
So it will make a spark when someone opens the door and blow the whole place up.
Yeah,
and they have died in an explosion. He goes, "Oh, we'll tie you up with plastic, which will melt."
That's it. There'll be no trace of it for forensics.
Yeah. I think rope would have been better.
That
melts better because it disappears.
Or it's just like every James Bond film you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Don't tie him up and bugger off. Just kill him.
Yeah. You could kill him.
You're on your own island. Throw him off the side. Throw him onto the rocks or something. Make sure he's dead before you turn your back.
But first, my plan will be this.
Yeah.
The only way you could stop me is by doing this or this or this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway.
This is
they go out the back door, don't they?
Yeah. In the meantime, the son has followed the one goon, ineffective goon.
And he's got Mr. T by the water.
He's backed up the car to the edge of the a docks or something like that, isn't it? Yeah. And he's got Mr. T is Turner, laying on his back right at the edge, and he's got his foot on his chest sort of thing, isn't he?
Yeah.
And again, it's giving him the 5-minute monologue about how, you know, the things he's going to do to him and all of this lot. So, no, you're not.
No, anyway. The son comes up and challenges in this thug.
Yeah.
And they have a slappy fight.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But Mr. T just bursts out of his restraints.
Which does make you wonder why he didn't do it in the boot or when Matey was talking to him with his foot on his...
And of course, one good, almost connecting punch takes his goonie to the water. I mean, he missed by about a mile.
He does miss by about a mile. And Matey does about three somersaults on the way in, doesn't he? He
falls into the water.
Yeah. And then he says, oh, we need to get to the shop.
Yeah. So they take the car.
Yep, they do.
And of course, the car's there, and Mr. Quinn has gone out the back way. He's seen his car there. He said, oh, about time you got here. Come and help me.
Yeah, because it's got completely blacked out windows and everything, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So anyway, he goes over to the car, doesn't he? And he's tapped on the window.
Yeah.
To see what's been going on. And the window opens.
Yeah.
And a big fist comes out.
Yes. And it's a big Mr. T. Well, yes. Turner.
Yeah, Turner.
T.S. Turner.
Mr. T. Yeah, that's it. T.S.T.
And the son goes to run in the shop, and Mr. Quinn, or whatever his name is, Quang says, stop! You'll blow us all up! You'll kill everyone!
I think,
Mr. T works out instantly. Yeah. Oh, don't go in the front door, there might be a trap. Go around the back. Oh, yeah. That's great. What if there's a trap on the back as well? You don't know. You don't know.
No.
You don't know. You just got there. Anyway.
No. Yes. That's
Sun goes in, frees them, turns the gas off.
Yep.
Don't you know what is taken by force is lost by force? So take a good look around you, because it's going to be a long time before you see this place again. Let's go.
That's it. That's it. Get them some paracetamol for the headache.
Yeah.
That's it. And then we cut to... They're in the offices or something. They've just received their citizenship. They're now legal.
Yes, that's it.
Because that's the thing. Because she's explained it to the son that basically the reason that he was getting extorted was because they were in the country illegally.
Yeah.
And he was threatening. Because apparently his dad was worth millions or something. And he had a gym in London.
Oh, right.
Or Paris or somewhere like that, wasn't he? And he'd given his son the money to open a gym in New York, and he was doing this as a side hustle. They were people smuggling, and he was extorting money out of them afterwards.
Yes, that's it. Yes, it. Yeah.
But yeah. So then, you know, this is all brought crashing down by TNT.
Yeah, it is indeed. And they start to get mushy, don't they? Mr. Turner says, I ain't doing any of this. And he goes, I'm going to the gym for a good workout.
Yeah, that's what, yes. Yes. Yes.
As soon as the papers are processed, you and Ken will have legal status, Mr. Lane.
Thank you so much.
Welcome aboard, brother.
You have made a dream come true.
And thank you, Ken, for showing up at the pier when you did.
Hey, just glad you broke loose before I really had to do something.
Hi, sorry I'm late. It must be good news.
It is.
Dad? I'm sorry about everything I said.
No, son, you were right. Hey, everything okay now?
All this sentimental stuff is embarrassing. I think I'll go to the gym.
Turner.
Check on Decker. See how he's doing.
And that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's the episode. And I thought when they're taking Mr. T to the docks, I thought it's only like 5 minutes left. It's got to be part two. You can't wrap this up in 5 minutes. But boy, was I wrong.
I know.
Thank God.
Again, I know this was following on from the A-Team, which was just as bad. You know, they all had to get their catchphrases in every program. Yeah. And by the time they'd done that and they'd driven about in the van, they only had about 4 minutes of the program left to shoehorn, especially towards the end. They were shoehorning people. I remember Boy George being in the A-Team.
Oh, yeah, he definitely was. Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, and they used to do that sort of like guest appearances and things because it was so popular.
Yeah.
But how they got 65 programs out of this, I've never known. Oh,
amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. They face it and pay for anything they must do.
No, you won't be surprised to know that Mr. T done 65 episodes.
What?
He'd done the full run. Whereas Amanda, whatever her name is, Alex...
Amini.
She only done 44 episodes.
Right.
She didn't do the third season at all.
Okay, so it was just T.
Yeah, so you're thinking, well, they've got to change the name of the program, ain't you? No, these executives are clever. They got a sister in called Terry Taylor or whatever her name was.
Oh, right, okay. It just happened to be a lawyer as well, was she?
Just happened to be a lawyer. And who'd have thought it? The T.
Who'd have thought it? It's a family business.
Though I would say I found this out on IMDb, but I didn't, because there's absolutely no trivia at all everywhere. Even on Wikipedia, no trivia about this programme at all. They just admit it existed, and that's it.
Yeah, that's enough for them.
So I just posted, looking through the episodes, trying to work out, well, she's only done 44, then realised she didn't do the third season. She may have come back for one or two, I don't know. But,
Ah, okay. That explains some of it. Oh, I mean, perhaps she got another job.
A better job.
Yeah.
Well, she signed up for the doll.
Yeah, it was so formulaic and so shoddily done, I think. Yeah, the writing, there was absolutely minimal writing involved.
Yeah.
It was just lazy. And, I mean, it probably did really well.
Yeah, I mean, if it was slotted in 25 minutes, ain't going to hurt anyone, is it? It's probably between two popular shows, maybe, or something, you're thinking.
Yeah. And, you know, exactly the same sort of thing as the A-Team. There's no blood. There's no
proper
violence or anything like that. So it could have been any time, day or night, whatever. Kids can watch it.
It's probably family.
And kids, it's obviously aimed at kids.
Because they loved Mr. T, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Was hugely popular at the time. But, it was just... there was nothing to it at all.
No, there really wasn't. It really was nothing of a show, really. It was...
No.
I don't think... It not coming over to the UK, we missed anything.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think it would have changed the way we do our way of life or anything.
No. The thing is, it's like... I didn't see any cuts where the adverts
No, they didn't seem to be, but...
I was thinking, well, if the advertisers watched it, they think, well, we're wasting money if we paid to go in this. Yeah. So they might not have had ads. But obviously, I was almost praying for ads to come up for something interesting, see what was it, what it was. Yeah. But no, it was rubbish.
So, I was just looking up a few bits, and Mr. T is 71 years old now.
I know. It's like this. He was 36 when he made this.
Yeah, so it's not...
That's scary, isn't it?
Yeah. And it's worth about $87 million.
Is that all?
Yeah. Snickers didn't pay what they used to.
No, absolutely. You've got to pay peanuts. Hey!
And is it... And his jewellery was estimated to be worth £120,000 or something, which isn't a lot nowadays, is it? No.
It's not now, no. But the thing is, I mean, the price of gold and everything's gone up. I would imagine now it would be worth an awful lot more.
If he's still got it.
Yeah, there's that. If he didn't pawn it. Yeah. But, I mean, because in the clips, I'm sure, in the credits and things like that, at one time, he was done up. Do you remember when they used to do those guardian angel things on the
subways
tube and that with the sort of like the berets? And
yes,
like
that's that. Right. Yeah,
I'm sure he was done up like that because I remember they tried bringing him in over in England.
Didn't they?
It didn't last and it didn't go well.
Didn't work. No.
No. But he used to wear all that jewellery when he was doing that.
That's right. Yeah.
And just think. It's all right, mate, but they've got guns over there. I dare say he's a lovely fella, but God, he's been in some crapple, awful programs.
I'm not putting any disparages on him, you know, but he's probably not the best actor.
I think it's a stretch calling him an actor. He plays Mr. T.
Yeah. What's his real name? Lawrence something, isn't it? Lawrence.
I can't remember. I could probably find out within seconds, but
Lawrence, I'm going to say.
Yeah. I know. This was one of the things I used to be good at, people's real names.
It's always a quiz thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and I used to be quite good at them because, you know, people like, what's his name? Hulk Hogan is Terry something.
Terry
also
Hogan.
Yeah. And what is it? I think Snoop Dogg is something like Calvin.
That's right. Yeah, it sounds good. I thought it's Kevin.
Broadus or something like that. But we got Mr. T. Lawrence
Trudeau. Trude, that's it, Trude.
Lawrence Trude.
Not Strode. Why would you change your name? Lawrence is a perfectly good name.
Yeah,
Mr. L, he could be called.
Yeah, that's it. It's not as catchy. Not as catchy.
Well,
yeah.
he kept part of his name. The T part.
Well, that's it. It is Mr. T, isn't it? It's Trude.
Yeah.
Because I think it was... I might be imagining it, but wasn't he a teacher or something at one point?
I'm not sure what he's...
I have no idea. I could be completely... mix him up with somebody else.
He's done well with what he's got.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, you can't knock it at all. No.
He's famous for being Mr. T. You know, anyone else who called themselves Mr. something, I don't think they would have worked. But he pulled it off. He got... Yeah.
You got Mr. T worth 70-odd, worth 80-odd million.
Yeah.
What about Mr. Motivator? Where is he?
Mr. Muscle.
What? Mr. Ed.
Yeah, Mr. Ed.
It's a fall from grace.
Yeah.
it's so you can't knock him. At the end of the day, if somebody's going to pay you to do it, you'll do it.
Yeah. He done a lot for kids' charities and stuff as well.
Because he did a lot of the Sesame Street things well, didn't he? He was always on that.
He used his fame well. I can't, you know, better than...
No, absolutely.
Better than most,
obviously. And like I said, and the thing is, it's obvious that he doesn't mind taking the piss out of himself.
Those Snickers
adverts over here were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, there was, as well as the one with the tank, wasn't there another one where it was like, football. Yes. On a football pitch or something like that. Lee obviously doesn't play football or that, but he was throwing Snickers bars at people's heads.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
It's great. And the thing is, you think, you know, he's not afraid to take the mickey out of himself. No. Good luck to him.
Yeah. If you had to score this out of 10, and you do, so...
Two.
Oh, you've gone two. I've got a very generous four because
fine. So that brings the average up to three then. I just can't find anything to recommend it.
It's not. I mean, the acting was fine. You know, the Reddy was fine. Amanda was fine. That was it. There are two actors in it.
As I said, there's, apart from Mr. T, and as I said, the Alex Amini looked really, really familiar.
So familiar.
And she's very attractive. And, yes. But I was absolutely convinced that she was in something that I knew, and yet none of the things that she's in rings any bells at all. I know that I've seen them, but it's not them that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, it's like I think the premise in this is that he lives with his aunt.
Oh, okay.
Whom he lives with, that's probably why Rennie, you know, is about as well. And I thought, I know Rennie, I've seen her in something definitely. And then when I looked through it, I thought, no, I haven't. Again,
she looked to me to be absolutely nailed on for Nickelodeon programs.
Yes, yeah. In the 90s. I thought there's going to be some kids show that's going to come up and I'm going to say, she definitely...
Yeah, she'll have been in like Sister Sister or Moesha or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nope. Saved by the Bell? No.
I mean, she's done loads. She's done a lot of the Christmas movies, if you know what I mean. like the Hallmark type ones.
Hallmark movies, yeah.
Yes, which I do quite watch. So, I've got a strange fascination for them.
I know, but the thing is, it's like, obviously on our TV from mid-September,
yeah,
pretty much, you get the Christmas channel come on.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure it happens all over the world.
Yeah, it's like the Hallmark movie channel, and also TCM tends to do a lot of them as well.
Yeah.
But it's... Wendy loves them.
Yeah.
And the thing is, they are easy to watch because there's been some really good... I say really good.
Yeah.
There's one in particular that stands out, and it's got some really, really good actors in it. But it's also got some of the... actors who were in all of these Christmas films.
Oh, yeah, a lot of them turn up again and again.
But the one that I'm thinking of had Steve Martin.
Oh, right.
Diane Keaton, Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
And, God, who's the dad? Alan Arkin, maybe? Want to say Alan Arkin.
That's a and fine also, cast. Yeah.
Yeah, and also there's a... she's really, really famous now. Absolutely massive. The others are obviously as well, but she was much younger than them, and she played a waitress in a coffee shop. And I'm trying to think of her name. I'll have to find it. Yeah. But anyway, Steve Martin's in it, and also he voices... No, he might just be the voice of the dog.
Of course.
but it turns out at the end of it, the whole thing is narrated. There's a narrator that talks you through it, and it's the dog. And I'm trying to think. I'll look it up, because otherwise that's going to drive me mad. But yeah, I've seen it twice now, because Wendy's watched it about. However, when it comes on, she watches it. Diane Keaton plays the sort of like the mum in it or something. No, it's not that. I'll keep scrolling. But it's literally a Christmas film.
Yeah, there are a few of them.
Yeah, there are more than one or two, and it's
the one I was watching probably last Christmas. There was it's Christmas in Rome. And I thought, this squeaky girl woman's in it. I thought, I know you from somewhere. I've definitely seen you in something. And she was the youngest child in 1999's Lost in Space.
I'm right.
And her voice has not changed.
I'm right, okay. I thought so. Steve Martin's the dog.
Yeah.
Rags. Diane Keaton plays the sort of like the matriarch of the family. John Goodman plays her husband.
All right.
Ed Helms is their son. There's people that I'm looking... Oh, yeah, Timothy Chalamet was in it.
Right.
He was very young. Amanda Seyfried is the girl who plays the waitress in the... It's called Christmas with the Coopers.
Christmas with the Coopers, okay.
Alan Arkin plays the sort of like the granddad. But almost everybody that's in it, you've seen in so many different things.
In something better.
Yeah, yeah. But, I'll just watch anything with Marissa Tomei in it. I think she's fantastic.
Yeah.
And I quite like looking at her.
You enjoyed Spider-Man?
No, I've never seen it.
But... Spider-Man? She's in that? She's the aunt?
No, she's in all of them. Yeah, she's Aunt May, isn't she?
It's Aunt May, yeah.
I keep watching clips of My Cousin Vinny and things like that, because she's just brilliant.
Yeah, she is, but really good in that.
Yeah.
She won an Oscar for My Cousin
Vinny. She did indeed. She did indeed.
To much outrage from other people. But
yeah, I know. But did you see that?
Someone.
Yeah. But did you see that? TNT was nominated for two awards.
Yes. Yeah, I did. I looked at that and I thought, Emmys? Barbara Bain's competition? No, weren't Emmys.
No, they were. Yeah,
the Amanda and the one who played Rini, they were both nominated for actors in a drama series or something.
Yeah.
Drama.
Amanda Hugging Kiss, was that?
Yeah.
You know, Simpsons reference.
Yes.
But,
well, that's why I text you, Mr. T, I picked a fool who doesn't like he. That's definitely a Simpsons reference.
Certainly is. That's a Christmas one, isn't it?
I think it's when Deep Space Homer.
Oh, right.
When Homer goes into space.
Yeah, as you do. But
he rings Marge because he's getting scared about going. And she goes, you know, remember that time you went to the mall to see Mr. T and he just left? Because you're not there in time. And you asked the mall guy if he'd be back, and he said he didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I love The Simpsons.
Yeah. Or anything I can quote is from The Simpsons. Nothing. No literature. No. Just The Simpsons.
No, that's it. Absolutely. It's, yeah. There was a question. We were watching a quiz program earlier. There was a question. It's a really easy one, but anyway, it was the instrument played by, you know, the metal woodwind instruments. That narrows it down straight away.
Yeah.
But then it was it would be metal wind instruments.
Yes, yeah, so I love
you. And it was played by Charlie something rather, or Lisa Simpson.
Well, that narrows it down a little bit.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Absolutely. They might as well have said Bleeding Gums Murphy.
Yeah. Saxophone.
Oh, God. But, yeah, anything to talk about, anything but Mr. T in this programme. TNT. Yes.
TNT. We're done. You'd have to watch it again now.
No.
I'm sure toast. All the episodes are on YouTube if you so wish.
I bet they are.
I just bet they are. I was tempted to watch the last one to see if the last episode was it, but...
No.
You know, time was not on my side, so I thought,
no,
I don't have 25 minutes. I'd rather stare at that wall for a bit longer.
I cannot afford the 25 minutes, so I'd have to give up. Yeah.
Anyway, next time onto something else.
Something different.
Yes.
Something better, hopefully.
Well, or something worse.
Yeah, it could well be. Well,
we could do the Mr. T biography, to keep timeline of the Mr. T programs.
We could.
Launching the tea, I call the podcast now.
talking tea.
Talking tea. And it won't just be Earl Grey.
No. Lapsang Souchong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Treat your mother right. Treat her right. Treat her right. Mother, there is no other like mother. So treat her right. Mother, I always love her, my mother, so treat her right, give me for the moan and the miserable groan from the pain that she felt when I was born. Always for the oven with its burning heat, where she stood making sure I had something to eat. Tea is for the time that she stayed up at night and took my temperature when I wasn't feeling right. She spent to keep clothes on my back and try to pay the rent. E is every wrinkle I put on her face and every worry that I caused when I stayed out late. The last letter R is that she taught me respect, and for the room up in heaven that I know she'll get. Mother, there is no other like mother, so treat her right. Mother, I always love her. So treat her right.
Quit your jibber jabber. You ain't hurt. You pathetic. If I ever catch you acting like a crazy fool again, you're gonna meet my friend Pain. Snickers, get some nuts.